selects her symbols, and there's not much you can do. A ragged sail, a diamond ring, or even a rose tattoo.
Walk to the tune of a fiddle on a hardwood floor. I'm broke, I'm weary, my back is sore. I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk.
Two in the Tennessee, a wiggle walk.
You put your toes together, your knees apart.
You bend your back,
and you're ready to start. You flap your elbows just for luck. You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. Dance with me, honey, tap your toes and glide.
Wiggle walk,
you put your toes together, your knees apart.
You bend your back,
and you're ready to start.
You flap your elbows just for luck.
You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. Walk, you put your toes together and your knees apart. You bend your back and you're ready to start.
Flap your elbows just for luck.
You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. You put your toes together and your knees apart. You bend your back and you're ready to start.
Flap the elbows just for luck.
You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck.
Rainey Arbo and Daisy Mayhem here at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Tennessee Wigwag. And Kat Eggleston did Rose Tattoo. And we're looking at the combination of initials, how many different Guess Who initials you have. I need to get out my factorial handbook here. 26 by 26, or times 26, is approximately correct. I think there might be some repeated initials in there. Maybe not, but in any event, we're going to go with 26 times 26 for now. Good morning again to Susie, who made a few request. Our pleasure to get something on for you coming up in a moment. Plus another puzzle coming up shortly here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
We wanted you to be the first to know a new website debuts on Monday at slbradio.org. Still a few things in progress, but we're excited about the new look and design. Stop by, let us know what you think. slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face, and it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile, and it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we've met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips. And if some night you are free, dear, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we've met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips. That if some night you are free, dear, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right with me. With me.
Jim Altimore at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think Ricky was dancing a little bit. Did I miss you dancing? I did. Welcome to this hour. Thank you to Bob in Washington, who did some research about Tennessee Williams, who we were talking about in our last hour. It was in 1939 that he adopted Tennessee Williams, not Bob, but the playwright, as his professional name in acknowledgement of his Southern accent and roots. Thanks, Bob.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
If you missed any of our features from last week's program, like a discussion of kids' cooking classes at Andrew Carnegie Free Library, teen research opportunities at UPMC Hillman Cancer Center Academy, the Friends of the Riverfront Litter Collection Competition, the Calliope Quartet from Youth Chamber Connection, three teen actors and Morgantown-based singer-songwriter Gray Buchanan. Each of those features is available at neighborhoodvoices.org to hear again. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. We are looking for a 10-letter word. A 10-letter word. And the clue is perplexed. Perplexed. 10 letters. The clue is perplexed. The third of the 10 letters is W, as in wolf. And the sixth letter is D, as in Dalmatian. We're looking for a 10-letter word. The clue is perplexed. The third letter is W, as in wolf. The sixth letter is D, as in Dalmatian. If you know the word, let us know. Join us on the radio, 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Here's Tim O'Brien by request for Susie.
I can feel your footsteps sneaking up on me. I can see your shadow where no shadow used to be. Down here on the bottom, life is looking up, and I'm waiting on the real thing. Right now I'll call your bluff. I might take a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hook. I don't want your frying pan, I won't be your dish. I swim against the current, thinking like a fish. Swimming underneath this waterfall, and then to be another trophy just hanging on your wall. I'm older and I'm wiser, you know I ain't no child, and the only way I got this big is loving free and wild. I might take a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hook. I don't want your frying pan, against the current, thinking like a fish. On my younger days when I was in school, the times I watched my best friend get played just like a fool. So watch out for that pretty thing, she catches lots of guys. She might rip your cheek and throw you back, so look before you rise. I might take a nibble, take a closer look, but I can see the sunshine reflecting off your hood. I don't want your frying pan, against the current, thinking like a fish, like a
for the sake of one little girl. I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't Can't you hear that squeeze box singing? Can't you hear that mournful sound? Can't you hear them pretty gals laughing, standing on the cold, cold ground? I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. Lord, I'll hang my head in sorrow. I'll hang my head and cry. Lord, I'll hang my head in sorrow as my darling passes by.
Charm City Junction, the name of the group. No, that was not Darlin' Corey, but the song sounds like Darlin' Corey, doesn't it? That's Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And Tim O'Brien, by request, did Thinkin' Like a Fish. That's from his latest album called Cup of Sugar. How are you doing with our crossword puzzle of the air? The answer we're looking for has 10 letters, 10 letters. The third letter is W, as in wolf. The fifth letter, this is a new one, is L, as in lion. And the sixth letter is D, as in Dalmatian. Again, the clue is perplexed. And we have a few correct answers to acknowledge, but before doing so, Randy and Polly in Emlinton were at Gobbler's Knob to represent yesterday their cultural heritage, don't you know? They wrote, thanks for letting us know. Kathy and Jack got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air very quickly. Tommy in North Chesterfield also got it, as did Tom in McCandless. And Rick came up with it. He is in North Carolina. John in Carrick also got it. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. Nice to have you tuned in. We'll work on your request. Jesse in Point Breeze. How nice to hear from you. Jesse has the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air as well. Good morning to Dave, playing along on Facebook this morning, as well as Rich. And the word we were looking for, bewildered, bewildered. Answering the clue, perplexed. Bonnie, up on Observatory Hill, got it moments before I gave the answer. Well done, Bonnie.
He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the brink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I? I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep.
Heather Massey with Dick Hyman on piano. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. From the album Lock My Heart. And congratulations if you came up with our crossword puzzle of the air answer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. with our high clue puzzle. Right now, it's a pleasure to welcome Anya Martin, who is going to talk with us about the Hiawatha Project coming up at City of Asylum on February 12th. Hello, Anya. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. Tell us a bit about the project and your involvement.
Well, I am the founding artistic director of Hiawatha Project, and for this upcoming event with City Theater, I am the playwright. And we're very excited to be collaborating with City Theater on this particular play.
Now, Hiawatha, I know, creates original performances, and you like to look at social issues, and the pandemic is one that is really rich for discovery. Are you creating stories extemporaneously, or how did these works come about?
What a great question. So in like the thick of COVID, I was in a remote cabin with my family. We had taken a weekend away, and I'm looking at the ancient Allegheny and reading Hemingway's In Our Time, the 1924 Paris edition, about his time at the front lines during World War I, against the backdrop of what we call the Spanish flu pandemic. And his language was so stark and profound and cutting, and so at the same time, matter of fact. And it reminded me of conversations I was having, or there was some kind of artistic collation in my mind, with physician friends of mine who were struggling through on the front lines of the COVID pandemic. And so we began interviewing women ICU physicians from around the country during COVID about their experiences, literally on the front lines of this pandemic and in some ways culture war. And so that's what the play takes, almost 2.5 years of interviewing these highly intelligent, thoughtful, courageous women physicians, critical care and ICU physicians from around the country. And then the story of the play takes those firsthand accounts and weaves them with Hemingway's novella In Our Time, at his time at the front as a soldier. And the effect is hopefully something that tells us about what happens to individuals when they experience a lot of death and trauma, and also what happens to societies during pandemics. And it's also kind of a memory play of like what happened to all of us during that time. And it's, I'm really grateful that we did it at stages during the pandemic, because right now we look back and it's kind of one big wash. But the play really takes us through the first wave when it hit New York, the second wave, the third wave, because these physicians are from all over the country. So that's how the concept was started and how the play began.
What a fascinating approach. And I was talking to somebody the other day. We were thinking back to the early months of the pandemic. And I said, you have to realize that, say, in April or May of, how quickly I forget, 2020, we had no idea whether the pandemic was going to impact us for 2 months or 2 years. And we think, oh, it was so obvious the length of time it was going to take. But folks had no idea, and you tend to lose, just as you said, the nuances, and you know, you smooth over all those discontinuities, forgetting about the individual peaks and valleys that occurred within each and every day, if not hour, of that time, especially in the lives of the people whose words you're bringing to life. What an exciting production.
What an insightful comment. Truly, that is really what the show embodies and strives for in so many ways. You know, the show opens with Hemingway talking about traveling to the front, but the front was still far away, but everybody was scared and worried and not sure and panicking. And these physicians talk about hearing whispers of things coming from Italy, where the virus really hit badly first in Europe. And their anxiety and confusion as it's getting closer and when's going to hit here and what's happening. So that's one of the really early moments that the doctors talked a lot about, because they're questioning, like, what should we have done differently? What could they have as individuals done? And so those two pieces from Hemingway's novel and their memories of watching the virus head toward us like a wave overseas, is kind of, it aligns really poetically, I think. And you're exactly right. Like, there's moments, like, we forget before there was a vaccine, you know, now mm-hmm. we can be so much more assured and laissez and know how to protect ourselves and know how to treat and know the responses. But, you know, that's a big moment in the play when the vaccine became available for them and the hope that it represented, and then some of the sad disappointment that it also held afterwards, which was very surprising and shocking in some ways for them. But yeah, it's, and we just had Groundhog Day too, but we forget, you know, I was a young mother and I was here remote schooling my children and trying to keep my theater company moving in some way at a time, like how long is the shutdown going to be? We ended up moving a show 3 times with the Cultural Trust and then having to cancel it eventually. But that, like, you would think one day the show is happening and then a week later it wasn't going to happen. And meanwhile, it's the same day of, I had kids in elementary school. And so the play really takes us through that too, of like, it was, every day was like the same day, but different in a way. New information would come in and everybody would be discussing
yes.
what's going to happen.
It's just good to have examine it like a fingerprint as opposed to, you know, a broad aerial photograph looking at the details. Now, I want to be sure folks know, if you go to hiawathaproject.org, you can learn more about the playwright and the mission of the project. And you also can get these details that you can see a staged reading Monday, February 12th at 7 o'clock at City of Asylum on the north side. It's free, but you do need to register in advance. And there also is the script in hand workshop presentation at Carnegie Stage in Carnegie. That is happening on Sunday, February 18th. Those do have a nominal ticket price, and you can learn more at hiawathaproject.org. We just have a couple we have about a minute left on you. Is there anything you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about yet?
I would like to say we have a phenomenal cast and a very insightful director for this reading. I'm very excited about the talents they bring. And that the talk back with City of Asylum will have Dr. Teresa Brown, a New York Times bestselling author and opinion writer, often for healthcare and COVID for the New York Times, and Dr. Lisa Parker, who is the director for Health Law and the Center for Bioethics at Pitt. And so it should be a really robust, interesting conversation after the play at City of Asylum. And the Carnegie Stage reading will have elements of projection, sound design, and staging. So two different ways to experience an emerging work. And what we really want is audience feedback and discussion. And that's why we're presenting these readings. So we really hope that people will be interested and engage with the show.
What great work you're doing. And you can find out more by simply going to the website to learn more, hiawathaproject.org. Anya, thank you so much for being with us today. Anya Martin, nice to speak with you today.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, a along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's Tennessee, Ernie Ford, by request. For Indiana, Homer City, Bill. Bill, nice to have you tuned in. Thank you for your request and for being with us this morning.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We've been hard at work for a long time making changes to our website, planning changes to our website that will make it load more quickly, easier to navigate, and easier from our perspective, too. The new slbradio.org will debut this coming Monday. We hope you'll check it out. It has a fresh new look. There are still some works in progress that we're working on, but one of the most exciting things that to happen is that our Neighborhood Voices archives will become known as our catalog and will be searchable by track, by collection, and by many other simpler terms, making it easier and more universally accessible to people who want to use it. It all debuts Monday, and we hope you'll stop by and have a look at slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's High Clue, 17 syllables, one answer. Are you ready? A cleaning tool's name was spelled repeatedly in this 50s hit song. Once again, a cleaning tool's name was spelled repeatedly in this 50s hit song. 412-200-5975. Good luck. You can also send your answer to us by going to slbradio.org/radio. You can use instant input to do just that. Good luck. Here's Loudon Wainwright III, a beautiful song from 1970.
Delaware, when I was younger, I would live a life obscene. In the spring, I had great hunger. I was Brando, I was Dean, blaspheming, booted, blue-jeaned baby boy. Oh, how I made them turn their heads. The towny brownie girls, they jumped for joy and begged me bless them in their beds. Pencil panes I'd bring to frogs who sat entranced. My drift dream ditties I would sing. The water stride a dance. Thought St. Andrew had sufficed, but in the spring I had great hunger. I was Buddha, I was Christ. You wicked wise men, where's your wonder? You Pharisees one day will pay. See my lightning, hear my thunder. Truth, I know the way. In Delaware, when I was younger.
I used to rock out of lunch. I'd walk on the people, blow the train whistle, talk to the depot agent. Deep ways to throw that switchboard over the line, that ain't never gonna talk to him. I got goats, I got sheep, I got cows, I got hogs, I got horses, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Now that old Rock Island line is getting on down the road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket and station on the Rock Island line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want us to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island line.
ABC, double XYZ. She got the undercover, but they don't see me. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want once to ride, you got to ride it like you're fine. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right and I may be wrong. Do you want to miss me when I'm gone? On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Lead Belly at the Saturday Light Brigade. Especially for Radio Rick in Highland Park. And Radio Rick describes Lead Belly as ultimately being the car driver for the great music recorder and annotator Alan Lomax as they went to record wonderful musical people, an innovator in his own right. Working together with Alan Lomax early on. And thanks, that was a great request. You also heard Loudon Wainwright III and School Days from 1970. We're in the midst of solving this morning's high clue. A cleaning tool's name was spelled repeatedly in this 50s song. And Adam has the correct answer. Good morning, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for holding on through that song. Hope things are going well today. You got this very quickly. What's the name of the song we were looking for?
Yes, it's R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P, Ragmop.
Do-do-ly-do-do-do-do. Absolutely. Well done. That's a song I loved as a kid. I still love it, but I was never exactly sure why we were singing about a Ragmop.
Okay.
Other than it seemed to make sense to do that. Are you?
I enjoy your Light Brigade show all the time.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you're here with us. Are you usually up this early on a Saturday?
Oh yeah.
Well,
always.
Thanks so much for calling. I'm looking forward to a great day today. It looks like it's going to be a little warmer than usual, so that'll be nice.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Take care.
It's a good work.
Thanks. Some other correct answers coming in. So nice to hear from you, Adam. Thank you. Tommy, thanks for your note. He says, the sun is up, but I'm glad you are. And indeed I am. Jim in Blackridge not only came up with the name of the song, but he also knows that the song is by the Ames Brothers. Tommy in Pleasant Hills, good morning. He has the correct answer. And by the way, the aforementioned Tommy in Virginia phrased his answer as a spelling, R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P, Ragmop, as did Stu in McCandless, in the exact same way. Jim in Blackridge and John in Carrick and Jim in Crafton Heights all coming up with the correct answer. A cleaning tool's name was spelled repeatedly in this 50s hit song. Congratulations. If you came up with Ragmop, and Ragmop hit number one on the charts on February 3rd, 1950. That's what everybody was listening to. sounded like this. You're dancing, aren't you? Do I see you dancing as you listen? The Ames Brothers. With Rag Mop.
A, I say A, B, A, B, C, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Also, Western swing band leader Johnny Lee Willis and steel guitarist Deacon Anderson are credited for writing the song, although some also trace it to a Red Allen song called Get the Mop, which came out in 1946. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, if you knew. We were looking for Rag Mop. The song led to a few parodies, one of which is this.
F, I say F-I, F-I-N. F-I-N-K, Fink, F-I-N-K, Fink, 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 R. I say R-A, R-A-T, R-A-T-T, Rap, R-A-T-T, F-I-N-K, Rap, Fink.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rap, Fink.
Yeah, yeah.
Say A, B, A, B, C, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
F.
I say F, I.
I say F, I.
F, I,
M. F, I, N.
F, I, N, K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Alan Sherman. And congratulations to you. If you knew we were looking for Ragmop. Somehow Dustbuster wouldn't work with a D. I say D-U, D-U-S, D-U-S-T, maybe. Dust. There's a parody in there somewhere. Now our pleasure to welcome Katie Cassidy. The Wildlife Leadership Academy is a summer program for students between the ages of 14 and 17. And Katie can tell us a lot more about it. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, and thank you for holding on as you listened to some silly music there. Tell us about the Wildlife Academy and what kids can learn this summer.
Sure. So we are a residential field school program, and students come to our field schools to learn all about wildlife, and we also teach them about leadership and communication skills. So they start at field school. We have five this summer, and they focus on white-tailed deer, bass, brook trout, turkey, or bear. So they can choose which species they'd like to focus on. We teach them all about that species and things they never knew they could know about those species. And then they go back to their communities after field school and engage in outreach projects. So they'll spend a year in their communities teaching people at their local spaces all about what they learned at field school, and then building on that to kind of network and build their own leadership and communication skills.
What a great idea. You become an ambassador to the program. You were about to say more, please.
Sure. Yeah. So they do this community outreach for a year right after field school. But then I stay with the students. Once you're an alumni, you're with our program until you don't want to be there anymore, basically. I stay with the students from high school to career. So we offer them all sorts of opportunities to kind of decide what they want to do with their lives, whether they want to stay in the conservation field or whether they want to pursue something else. So we take them to professional conferences, college visit days, really anything to kind of help discern where they want to go in their educational career. And that's my main job.
How did you get involved in doing this, Katie?
I've always been a longtime wildlifer, from a kid going camping with my grandparents and parents, canoeing, being in the outdoors, to when I went to college, I focused on forest biology and then did my grad work in agricultural extension education. So I've always been in it, if you will. I always knew I wanted to do education in the outdoors. And then I found the Academy when I was looking to go professional. And I've been with the Academy ever since. I really like helping teams find what they want to do, too.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, now more than ever, really to provide a connection to the outdoors, but especially to do so locally, as you're doing the animals you mentioned, all in abundance in this part of the country, and the learning opportunities are great. Now, is there a deadline for applying for the summer program?
Yes. So our application is open right now, and the deadline to apply for students is March 31st. That's for our summer field schools. We do have a weekend program that goes on in May that's all about fly fishing, and that's our Stepping Stones program. So if kids are interested in fly fishing, the deadline to apply for that is February 28th, and that one goes on in May. So,
and from what I can see, I'm looking at your website, you can also apply to be an adult mentor well.
Yep. So I hear a lot about, adults that are sending students who are interested, and I hear, oh, I would have loved this if I knew about it when I was a kid. Well, even though you're an adult, you can still come to camp. So we do take adult mentors to help guide our students through the program. And those applications are on a rolling basis. So if adults are interested in coming out and learning about our wildlife species and improving their own leadership and communication skills, they can come apply to be an adult mentor.
So if you go to wildlifeleadershipacademy.org, all one word, wildlifeleadershipacademy.org, you can find all of the information you need to know to apply for the weekend programs, for summer field camp, or to be an adult mentor. Katie, Cassidy, anything else you'd like to say? I'm really glad that you joined us to talk about the program this morning.
Just that, you know, anybody who's interested, students or adults who are interested in learning more about our game species here in Pennsylvania, or just really conservation, ecology in general, these are great programs and we'd love to have them apply.
Well done. And thank you for talking about the program and for the hard work you and the team there do. Take care.
Thanks so much for having me.
A fly tied on a graphite rod above my head is swishing. A mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way, and I could keep on fishing. For when the river around me roars, I know the fish they liveth, for when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.
Alice Gerard at the Saturday Light Brigade. And how can I keep from fishing? Hello to Amy, listening in Uniontown, Amy. Thank you for your musical request. A song is coming up for you in moments.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Photo Contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Well, you just heard a member. That was Jeff, one of our Youth Media Center students. And if you're a teen and would like to get involved with our Youth Media Center here at SLB, all you need to do is go to ymc.slbradio.org, ymc.slbradio.org. There you will find everything you need to know about registering for our free programs and a schedule that lists all of the activities happening during the month of February and beyond. ymc.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Get out the door, a constant fight, a daily chore. Behind the wheel, it feels just like a crime. In line, on time. Get ahead, a faster pace will kill you dead. Cycle of another daily grind.
There is the driving sound of Colebrook Road here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Colebrook Road, and nice to hear from them this morning, and nice to have you along with us. Moments ago. Oh, Ricky's. Do you have him? Oh, no. Moments ago, I was talking to a gentleman about getting him some more information, and it looks like you. Ah, there. We got you back. Good. I didn't want you to think we hung up on you. We'd never do that, you know. It could have been the sound hound chewing away through the chord on the